You're a Commodity by Jose Helou. On one side of the stage is a doctor's examination room where a patient is waiting, fully clothed, for a medical exam. There's a door leading to a hallway center stage where there is, presently unlit, a reception window where patients would check out. The hallway continues upstage where it disappears into the rest of the medical complex. The doctor enters, along with a student. The doctor has a clipboard and stethoscope.
Hi, I'm Dr. Filano. Do you mind if my student sits in?
No, that's fine.
So, what seems to be the problem?
I seem to get sharp chest pains when I do anything strenuous, right here.
The patient indicates where her heart is.
Right here? Is there any pain?
Yes, a sharp pain whenever I work out, run, or exert myself.
Is the pain dull or sharp?
Sharp. Sort of burning-like.
Do you do any exercise?
Yes, that's when the pain occurs.
So, what do you make of it?
Sounds like a heart attack to me.
Those are my thoughts also. P23, P31, and K4. Classic indications.
Heart attack? Are you sure?
Well, it only happens when you exercise, P31, or exert yourself. I'd advise you not to exercise.
That sounds sort of wrong.
Are you the doctor or am I? Am I the doctor?
Yes, you're the doctor.
I thought so. I forget sometimes. Insurance forms, clinic staff, treatment guidelines. It's like I can be replaced by a checklist. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, heart attack. Here, take some pills.
What are these?
What do they look like? Tic-tacs? They're for your heart, you nincompoop. You came in here for a heart attack. If you didn't have one before, you'll get one soon enough.
Actually, I came for chest pains. I didn't know it was a heart attack.
Of course not. You're not a doctor. You're a patient. What do you think? We're interchangeable.
The doctor gives the patient the stethoscope.
Here, you try. Pretend I have chest pains.
So what seems to be the problem?
I got chest pains. I already told you. See, it's not so easy. Even when I tell you, you don't know.
The patient, playing doctor, looks to the student for support. The student shrugs.
Give me that.
He takes back the stethoscope.
You gotta be different.
It just seems... Well, that's a pretty fast diagnosis.
And cure. I gave you pills, remember?
Don't you think you should examine me or something?
I don't really have time for that. But if you must, take off that excuse for a shirt you decided to put on this morning.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You just want me to gaze at your chest, that's all.
The patient removes her shirt, revealing a large wound where the pain was indicated earlier.
What the chirp is that?
I was hoping you would know. You're the doctor. That's the doctor, right?
I think so.
I hope so.
It's not on the checklist.
The doctor consults the clipboard.
What do you make of it?
It looks like a hematomic contusion, indicative of impact with possible sternal ossic involvement.
I have the wrong clipboard. Did you perchance have any kind of recent chest injury? Never mind, no need to answer. I'm running out of time anyway.
Now, just one cotton-picking minute. I got whacked by a tree limb just a few days ago. I come in here to see a doctor with chest pains. That is, I have chest pains, not the doctor. I don't care if the doctor has chest pains. Well, I guess I do care, but it's his problem, and I hope he sees a doctor about it.
You come to the doctor. What do you expect? You're a commodity. $200 for an appointment, and you probably don't even pay it. Your insurance company does. $200 for an appointment and I don't even get it. The medical facility does. I do 12 patients an hour, 5 minutes apiece, and it doesn't matter what they have. They're all interchangeable. Look at the clipboard, check the boxes, reach a conclusion, move on. It doesn't even matter if the conclusion is correct, because the insurance company is going to overrule it anyway. Just 2 hours ago, I had a patient come in.
Doctor, it's okay.
Interchangeable, all of us. Cogs, pegs, wheels.
Doctor, it's time for the next patient. Room 4.
Room 4, room 6. What difference does it make?
The doctor exits. The student stays.
What do you make of that?
He's right. We're all commodities. For the last 4 weeks, we've been running an experiment here. When we arrive at work, we draw our names out of a hat, and whatever job description is on the slip of paper, that's what we do. So far, nobody's caught on.
I'm beginning to catch on.
I wouldn't say that too loudly. Your chest pain, it started right after the injury?
Yeah, pretty much.
I wouldn't worry about it too much. Getting hit with a tree limb is supposed to hurt. And if you have a broken rib, the treatment is to be careful with it. But if you're concerned, see a doctor. Those pills will pay for the appointment, if you know what I mean.
That sounds reasonable. Thanks. Wait a minute, I came here to see a doctor.
Not the best choice.
Where's room 4?
I'll be right there, doctor.
So, what medical school did you go to?
Clever catch, but I'm not a doctor. I was the mail clerk, but I like this switching around thing, and I get to use a lot of medical words.
Room 4!
Coming!
The student exits, leaving the patient alone. She carefully puts her shirt back on.
Commodity, huh? Two can play at that game.
The patient leaves through the door and goes to the receptionist window. Lights change to focus on this area. The receptionist appears.
Are you the patient?
Yes, I am.
That will be $200.
Oh, I'm not that patient. Let me see the list. Right here, I'm this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. They've already paid.
Right. But would you say patients are interchangeable?
Of course. They have been for a long time.
Okay. Interchange me with that one.
Sounds right to me. Okay, you're all set.
Thanks. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Blackout. In order of appearance, the doctor was voiced by Philip Cook. The patient was voiced by Estelle Bajou. The student was voiced by Aaron Kaplan. And the receptionist was voiced by Jennifer Gantworker. Narrated by Tammy Strom. Artwork by Tammy Strom. And direction and editing by Jose Helou, September 2020.